May these words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. Hi, my name is Debbie, and I have a new life in Christ. I am recovering from past abortions, pride, and resentment. When I walked through the doors of Region, I'll admit I did not feel broken. I signed up after being encouraged by my husband and community group. In my mind, I was coming in for a minor Christianity touch-up. I did not expect to unearth years of trying to manage sin on my own and the disassociation from God it had led to. I received Christ as a child and went on to walk with him through my late teens. I knew Christ to be my savior and friend and was excited to be his child. My early encounter with him shed some light on my young life. In hindsight, however, I can see how compartmentalized my walk with Christ was. This was partially due to ignorance and also from exposure to wrong doctrine. I did not understand that God was more than a feel-good experience on Sunday morning, but rather walking with him meant that I would be surrendering my life to him. Today, I will tell you of a period of about 15 years in what I refer to as my spiritual desert. I had previously proclaimed to be a believer, but the reality of my life during this period was in strong contrast to my profession of faith. In the year following my graduation from high school, I got involved in an inappropriate relationship that took over my life. I skipped school, isolated from family and friends, and lost all my spiritual bearings. So much so that when I found out I was pregnant, it was not even a consideration to tell my parents and friends. First out of pride, and then the fear of what they would think of me. I did not consider keeping the baby as it would ruin the facade I had so carefully crafted of having it all together. I made the decision to have an abortion. Unfortunately, this incident did not change my trajectory. I continued to live as I had previously. Almost a year later, I was pregnant again. And again, I took it upon myself to get rid of what I saw as an inconvenience to my perfectly crafted life. This time, I did not even tell my boyfriend for fear he would talk me out of it. Sadly, I did not feel any remorse and went on with life as usual, numb to the literally life-altering decisions I had made. Around this time, my mother, even without knowing what I had done, began making plans for me to come to the United States. She hoped that I would get a fresh start and an opportunity to go to school. Unfortunately, once on U.S. soil, my sinful patterns continued. I got involved in relationship after relationship. It was during this time of great confusion that I met and married my first husband. The following years were punctuated with times I would make weak attempts to return to the Lord, including joining a new church and getting baptized. However, like a dog to its vomit, I kept returning to my old patterns, including having an affair. In the end, my disobedience led to harsh consequences, one of which was the dissolution of the marriage. During the period of newfound singleness, I relapsed heavily into old habits. I sought in men a fulfillment of my need to be loved and valued. It was in this quest that I found myself pregnant again twice, and twice again I made the decision to have an abortion. It's hard to describe the callousness with which my life moved on. I only saw the abortions as a practical step. That needed to be taken to continue my plans. My life was so compartmentalized, I did not see the contradiction this had with my claim to be a follower of Jesus. When I look back at this period, the first word that comes to my mind is numbness. I had become so numb to my sin, I was unable to see the light revealed in 2 Corinthians 4:4 that says, "The God of the world had blinded the minds of unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ. I thought my past was behind me when I met and married my hot cup of chocolate, AC. Together, we navigated through early marriage difficulties that left me bitter and resentful. I was painfully aware of his sin in a way that I was not of my own. I shared with my community group that I was struggling to get through resentment and pride, and it was then that they encouraged me to go through Regen. Walking through these doors, I did not even know where to begin, as I had brought decades of trying to manage sin on my own. While I went through my inventory, I included all the things that came to mind, resentment and pride being the obvious ones. These were areas I was well aware of and lived every single day. Even though I included the abortions in my inventory, I glossed over it. I did not want to be identified with this part of my story. I prayed to God, asking him for forgiveness and confessing that I felt numb about it all. I struggled to accept his forgiveness because I felt there was a price to be paid. During Regen, I remember one day particularly vividly. It was the day that God reminded me so clearly of the sweet message of the gospel. There's nothing I could do or not do to earn his forgiveness. All I had to do was trust wholly in the utter and complete payment of my sin through his son, Jesus Christ. It was on this day that I believed that all my sins, which were many, were forgiven. I recently looked back at my inventory books, and these are the words that I listed as describing my actions: selfish, self-serving, fearful, cold, distant. The things I listed that I valued were my self-image, my own comfort, my reputation, validation, love, and approval. I had listed my abortions as aspects of my life or sins of the past where it was hard to accept God's grace. Listen to that. I had accepted God's grace for everything else. In some ways, I was saying that God's grace was sufficient to cover my pride, my resentment, my control, but oh no, not my abortions. My thinking shows I did not fully comprehend the gospel. Later in my Regen book, however, I also wrote that when God looks at me, he sees righteous. Not because of anything I have done or not done, but because Jesus took it all for me, and there's now no condemnation for me that I am in Christ. The second part of my healing occurred after I had completed the Regen program, armed with the tools I had gained. As Step 10 encourages us, we continue to take personal inventory, and I was able to examine fully my actions, only this time in light of the full acceptance that God had already forgiven me for them. In some ways, I feel like God's grace allowed me to first experience his forgiveness before even beginning to grasp the depth of my sin. I started to see how my actions had taken 4 human lives. And the biggest shock of all this is that Jesus died for it all. It is all forgiven. Whenever my mind takes me back to feelings of guilt and shame, all I have to do is look back to the day that the Lord so tenderly laid on my heart that he had forgiven me fully. And that, my friends, gives me peace like I have never known. Also, in this season of co-leading a group in Regen, the Lord has brought my abortion story to the forefront again. As I encourage others to accept the free gift of grace, I will be a fool to not share with them what God has done for me so that they too may know the same forgiveness is freely available to them. And that is my heart as I share my story with you today. This is my first time talking publicly about my abortions. I do so because I'm choosing to love God more than I'm afraid of this being what I'm identified with. Frankly, I don't know how God will use this story, but if he chooses to have me continue sharing it, I will faithfully follow him as he leads. It is my prayer that God will use it to remind you of the forgiveness he offers through trusting in Jesus Christ. For those who are at the beginning of the Regen program or not even sure this is the right thing for you. I hope I've encouraged you with my experience. You do not need to feel a certain way or have a certain experience. You do not need to just bring it all to God. And the God of all grace will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. My name is Debbie, and I have a new life in Christ. I'm recovering from previous abortions, pride, and resentment. I'm beyond thankful for what the Lord is doing in me and the work that I'm convinced he's doing in you as well.